这个妓女每一天呢，每一个人呢，就给她用一朵花戴到这个道士的帽子上，戴到这个道士帽子上呢，这个妓女这一天呢，生意就很好的，啊，赚了很多钱。那么每一天都是这样的，他就在那个和着一些个不正当的女人在一起来修行。啊，修的有一天呢，他这个师兄，师兄弟呀、啊，这个有一个人呢，就听说他在这个和这个女人不守规矩的女人在一起，以为他一定堕落了，啊，就想法子去度一度他去。这师兄弟呀、啊，看他堕落也。自己心里也不安乐啊，所以就要想法子去渡他去，要想法子去渡他。到这个地方一看，他在这儿坐着修道啊，这个女人给他带一朵花，那个女人给他带一朵花的，他就在那地方和这个女人呢讲讲笑笑的，嘻嘻哈哈的，怎么样子。
What about Liu Changsheng?Where do you think he went to cultivate? He went to a street where prostitutes lived. He cultivated amidst these women of ill repute. Every day, the prostitutes would put flowers in his hat, knowing that whoever did so would have good business that day. When his fellow cultivators heard that he was keeping company with prostitutes, they thought he had fallen and were determined to save him.When they found him, he was laughing and chatting with the prostitutes, who were all trying to put flowers in his hat.
哎，这个师兄弟就说了，说，哎呀，师兄你呀，应该好好修行了，在这个地方，这怎么能修行？和这些个烂女人在一起，你到旁的地方去修行去吧。哎，他好。到旁的地方，什么地方可以修行呢？你告诉我，啊，他什么地方？这个到山上哪个地方都可以修行呢？那好，我现在呀，给你烧一壶茶，你在这儿喝一壶壶茶再走吧。这个师兄弟说。你这还有茶，这太享受了。我住山啊，连一杯生水我都很有的时候都喝不着。好了，就等他烧茶。
Brother cultivator, how can you cultivate among these disreputable women? They asked. You really ought to find another place to cultivate. Fine.Where do you suggest I go? He said. Why don't you go into the mountains? They replied. Okay, but let me make you some tea before we go, Liu Changsheng said. His fellow cultivators thought, You have tea to drink here? What luxury! In the mountains sometimes we can't even find fresh water to drink. And so they waited for him to make tea.
他这个烧茶怎么样呢？就把他这个衣服打开了，把这个肚子闪开，用一壶水放到这个肚子上，用肚子来烧水，啊，用肚子来烧水，哦，这么一烧，这个水就烧滚了。这个师兄一看，哦，原来他道业已经成就了，用三昧真火就可以烧茶，这我还是不行哦，啊。于是乎就知道这个师兄啊没有堕落啊，就走了。这个呢，这个刘长生叫茶花老祖，茶花老祖就是啊，这个女人都给他插一朵花，他在这个地方修行。那么这是啊，刘长生就这样修行。
How did he make it? He put.A tea kettle on top of his stomach, and soon the water started to boil. Seeing this, his fellow cultivators realized that he had already accomplished his work in the way and could use the fire of samadhi to boil water. They saw that he had not fallen, but had surpassed them all. Then they took their leave. Liu Changsheng came to be known as Old Patriarch Flowers, because women always stuck flowers in his hat.
顾长春呢，他怎么样呢？见到他师父一次，他师父说他多要有多三年练魔的功夫。于是乎啊，他也出去各处什么游走，到一个这个河，这个河啊也没有桥。 来回过人呢，也不容易过，有的时候就把人就淹死了，真的。那么求祖呢，他就发心在这儿啊，来做这个人的桥梁。怎么样做桥梁呢？那两边呢来人，这一边的人他就背到那边去，啊，令他得到波罗蜜；那边人呢，他就背到这边来，啊，也得到波罗蜜了。 那么这样子，在这个河里背来背去，这个河水呀有毒，啊，把他这个腿呀都给毒的变成黑色。就那么样子，他还是在那儿做这种工作。
Cho Changshun had been told by his teacher that he would have to undergo 3 additional years of suffering. After delivering his teacher's coffin, he also traveled to various places. Once he came upon a river with no bridge over it. It was dangerous for travelers, and sometimes people lost their lives trying to wade across. Cho decided he would act as a human bridge and carry people across the river. He carried people from one side to the other, thereby attaining paramita, to reach the other shore. And even though his legs turned black from wading back and forth in the polluted water of the river, he persisted in his work.
你在这背人呢，背来背去，你做好事啊！你虽然是做好事，但是啊，你将来死啊，还是要饿死的。他怎么要饿死呢？他说：“你听没听说过这个有腾蛇纹锁口啊？就会饿死的。你呀，这个相貌上，你这个脸上啊，就有腾蛇纹锁口。” 所以将来呀，你一定会饿死的。腾蛇纹锁口，腾蛇是一种蛇，在这个口的两边呢，一边一条把这个口啊，锁住了。有这种的东西的，这个人就应该饿死。那个蛇就是 snake，腾蛇是这么一种啊，另外有这么一种蛇 snake，有这种啊闻的人都应该饿死。那么这个邱长春呢，他聪明是很聪明的，可惜呀、啊、就是德行不够一点，德行差一点，所以呀、啊。 要受很多苦。
One day, he met a physiognomist who told him, "Although you are doing acts of good by carrying people across the river, your face bears the unfortunate configuration of soaring snake locking up the jaws, which means eventually you will starve to death." Cho Changshun was basically very intelligent, but he did not have enough virtue.
他听见有人说他应该饿死，他自己呀，就想不通了，就不明白呀，就 stupid 了 读吧，他就想啊，早晚也要饿死。我这个命运呢，我这个生命呢，是应该饿死的。那么我就早一点饿死喽。怎么样饿死呢？啊，自己呀，走到一个地方，一个看见一块石头，在也没有人到的地方，有这么一块石头啊，他就啊，我在这个石头上啊。坐着躺着，我不离开这块石头，就在这个石头上饿死就算了。于是乎啊，他也不去化缘了，也不去乞食去了，他们就在这个石头上坐着，坐不住就躺着，那么饿得不能动弹，就躺到这个石头上，堪堪就要饿死，譬如啊，再过一两天就会饿死。那么在这个时候呢，啊，他这个地方就有了水了，涨了水。这河里的水呀、啊，涨起来很高，就啊，这个水涨到这个石头上啊，上边。那么在这个水里头嘛，就飘飘摇摇飘了一个桃。啊，这一个桃啊是很大的，就流到他嘴里这儿啊，啊，他想不吃呢，也不知道啊，是他想吃啊，是想不吃啊，这个嘴自己就张开了，不知道是他叫他张开呀、啊，是他自己要张开这个嘴呀、啊，这就、啊、没有法子研究的清楚，啊。因为这个嘴一张开，这个桃就跑到口里啊，啊，就吃了，把这个桃吃了之后啊，这个精神呢也有充足了，就不死了。
When he heard the physiognomist's words, he became irrational and foolish. He thought, "Since I'm fated to die of starvation,I might as well get it over with quickly." And so he went upstream along the river, found a large boulder with a flat surface, and decided he would sit on it and starve himself to death. He sat on the rock and went without food. When he was too hungry to sit up, he lay down on the rock. When he was close to the point of death, suddenly, for no reason,A huge flood appeared. The water rose and swept over the boulder. A peach came floating along on the water and somehow ended up right in Cho Chang Chun's mouth. Without even being aware of it, he had swallowed the peach. In an instant, his energy was revived and he was no longer on the brink of death.
不死了，他说啊，真讨厌！我在这个石头上能留来桃可以吃，哎，我跑到山上去，到山上去呀、啊、是没有水道的地方，啊，买一条锁链，买一条很粗的锁链，就把自己呀、啊，啊，这个脖子锁到这个树上，啊。把这个脖子锁到树上，坐到这个树底下，怎么坐着？这回我看你死不死啊！这回没有水来了，也没有桃来了，看你怎么样再有东西吃啊！把这锁链子锁到脖子上啊，把这个钥匙就用力往远远的一掉啊。远远一掉，自己也没有法子找得到这个锁匙了，那么这个一定是饿死这儿了，就在这个地方这么等着死。
Then he thought, "The river brought a peach and frustrated my plan. I should go up into the mountains far away from the water. There I will succeed in starving myself to death without fail." So,He went into the mountains and found a large tree. Then he took a strong iron chain and yoked himself to the tree trunk. And then he flung the key as far away as he could. he went without food and drink for many days, until again he was on the brink of death.
这时候就来一个采药的人，来一个采药，在山上啊，找这个草药啊，发现就是卖的劲。那么这个人到这儿一看的时候，就非常惊奇啊 ，really surprised。嘿，你在这儿犯了什么罪了？他们怎么把你锁到这个树上了？啊，你这是犯的什么法呀？国家有这个法律把你锁到这个树上了吗？啊，你这个太可怜了，你这个你犯的什么罪呀？他就说，他说我不是犯罪了。他们说你不是犯罪，谁把你锁到这个树上了？哎，我自己把我自己锁到这个树上。哎，你怎么这么聪明，把你自己锁到树上了？啊？他说：“哎，老先生，你不知道，我因为啊，有人给我相面，说我腾蛇纹锁口，一定会饿死。那我一想啊，哎，将什么时候都是要饿死，所以我就自己呀、啊，想把我自己饿死他算了。”啊，饿死他算了。哎，说你自己，你是一个出家道士，你为什么要出家啊？啊，他说我出家的时候，我想要修道啊，了生死，求这个长生不老，得到永生，永远都不死了。哦，他说哦，你怎么可以不死呢？他说我修行就会不死了。哦，你修行就会不死了，那你饿死，你就不会不饿死吗？
Suddenly, an old man who was picking herbs wandered by. When he saw Cho Changchun, he was aghast. Friend, what grave offense have you committed that you have to undergo this torture?Cho Changchun told the old man, I haven't committed any offense. I have locked myself to this tree because I am fated to starve to death, and I want to get it over with quickly. The old man asked him, You are a cultivator. Why did you leave the home life? I want to seek immortality and avoid death, replied Cho.How can one avoid death? Asked the old man. If one cultivates, one can avoid death, said Cho. If it's possible to avoid death, then isn't it possible to escape starving to death? The old man asked Cho.
哎，这么一讲，这个秋祖明白了。哦，我修行都可以不死，那我命运应该饿死，我也可以转变我的命运嘛，我可以沉持我的 life 嘛，啊，这么样一想，哎呀，说你说的这是很对的，可以不饿死，可以不饿死，那么这个我现在也没有办法不饿死了。我把我自己锁到这个树上，现在也没有地方找这个锁匙来开我这个锁匙了，那我得有什么办法再可以活呢？啊，这个采药的时候不要紧啊，我去给你找锁匙去。那么到那地方就把锁匙给拿来了，啊，就好像他这个卖药的放的锁匙一样，啊，那么拿来了，把他锁匙给开开了，啊，开开他就。苦修了，从此啊，就是苦修。
Cho suddenly understood. If I can avoid death through cultivation, then I can also change my fate and not starve to death. It's too bad I threw the key away, and so I have no way to unyoke myself from this tree. Don't worry, said the old man.And he found the key and unlocked the chain. From that time on, Cho Changchun undertook ascetic practices.
怎么样苦修法呢？他也不要一个茅棚， 也不要一个碗，也不要一个筷子，啊，就穿的这都是粪扫衣，在人家不要那个粪堆里捡出来这个破布啊，他补到一起来穿，啊，是穿的也破，吃的行是各处去乞食，人家吃剩下那个菜饭呢，给他来吃。住呢也没有，也没有一个地方住。那么有的的时候啊，在树下住一曲，有的时候在河边呢住一曲，有的时候啊，总而言之啊，随处而随遇而安呢，啊，到什么地方就在什么地方住，啊，也不需要一个帐篷，什么都没有的。啊，也没有一个碗，也没有筷，啊，就带着一个什么呢？一个葫芦瓢。这个葫芦瓢啊，喝水也是它，吃饭也是它，又用它来做戴帽子，当帽子戴。
What kind of ascetic practices? He didn't have a hut to live in, nor did he have a bowl and chopsticks to eat with. He collected discarded rags and sewed them together to make a robe for himself.He went around collecting other people's leftovers to eat. He had no permanent dwelling. Sometimes he spent the night at the foot of a tree or on the bank of a river. Everywhere was home to him. He didn't have a tent, a bowl, or chopsticks. All he carried was a dried gourd. He ate his food from it, drank his water from it, and even used it as a hat.
啊，所以有一天呢，这天下雪，天下雪，他就找一个粪堆，把人家那个马粪呢，弄一个坑啊，他就坐到那个马粪的坑里头，马粪呢，那个粪堆旁边，这个身上啊靠着这个粪堆，在那这个。打坐啊，啊，他就说了，做起诗来了，啊，他说：“身靠粪堆头顶瓢，欲招老天下鹅毛。”啊，另外有一个人呢，在旁边，在路那边往那走，一听这个粪堆有人讲话啊，在那个地方还有热气冒啊，这是个什么？就拿起一块半块砖呢，照着他头上的葫芦瓢就打下了，一打把这葫芦瓢就给打两的，打破了，打成两半了。
One day a heavy snow fell, and he took refuge in a pile of horse manure.Sitting in meditation in the manure pile, he was suddenly inspired to speak a verse. He began, My body is nestled in this manure pile, and my head is topped with a gourd ladle. Suddenly the heavens send down goose feathers. He had spoken this much when suddenly someone passed by, seeing white smoke coming from the manure pile and hearing a human voice. That person grabbed half a brick and threw it,at where the white smoke was coming from. In an instant, Cho Changchun's only belonging, the gourd ladle, was smashed to pieces.
他就说，哎，一家保暖千家院，啊，半砖打破葫芦瓢。他说，我这一家，我这吃的也饱了，穿的也暖了，啊。这一家保暖了，千家怨，就有很多人都怨了，都不高兴了啊！用这个不愿意我这保暖呢，所以拿着半块砖把我葫芦瓢也给打破了啊！你看，这真是啊，家破人亡，雨难开呀！啊，家破人亡了，哎，所以修道啊是。要吃的苦，受的苦，啊，忍的苦，耐的苦，啊，这才行呢。
Thereupon he finished his verse. One family is stuffed with food, 1,000 families are griping. Half a brick smashed my gourd. One family refers to himself. He was warm and well-fed, but other people were upset and envious, so they smashed his ladle. His state could be described like this. The family is split up. Everyone has died. It's hard to talk about. And so, cultivators have to be able to endure suffering before they can hope to succeed.
在以前呢，有这么一个老修行，带着一班徒弟呀，修道。这个修时间一久了，这一些个徒弟呀，就都贪享受。 这个师父啊，所教的道理，也都忘了。享受怎么样享受呢？这个师父啊，带着一班徒弟出去参详，到外边去参访，就各处去啊参观。参观晚上呢，就在一个 破的庙里头住，因为呀，也找不着住的地方，就在一个破庙里住。住啊，大家都在那打坐，这徒弟坐着很冷，于是乎啊，就
There used to be an old cultivator who led a group of disciples in cultivating the way. After a while, these disciples were all interested in enjoyment. They had forgotten all the principles that their master had taught them. What kind of enjoyment? Once the teacher took this group of disciples traveling and visiting different sites. They stayed at a rundown temple one night because they couldn't find anywhere else to stay. Everyone meditated there. The disciples who were meditating said, "It's very cold." So they built a fire for heat.
热的人受不了，这个做师傅的就发了脾气了，去拿一桶水呀，把这个火都给熄灭了。熄灭了，这些个徒弟一看这师傅发了脾气了，怎么样子，火给熄灭了，没法子，就自己打坐。一打坐呢，自己这三昧真火升起来了，也不冷了。啊，他就想一想，还是不需要向外持求，啊，自己要是啊真正用功啊。 什么也不怕，修行要忍冷、忍热、忍饥、忍渴，忍风、忍雨，这都要忍呢。The
fire was sizzling and scorching hot. The teacher couldn't stand it and got upset. He tried to put out the fire with a bucket of water. These disciples saw that their teacher was upset, so they extinguished the fire and meditated. Once they meditated, the true fire of their samadhi arose, and they were no longer cold. They thought, It's really true. Don't seek for anything outside of you. If one truly works hard, there's nothing to be afraid of. Cultivation requires patience to bear all kinds of things, to bear the cold and the heat, to bear hunger and thirst, to bear wind and rain. Hence, they continued to cultivate and travel.
继续又修行又往前走头天天呢他们一些人都是托钵其实向人化缘这一天呢就轮到有一个最聪明的也最年轻的徒弟他出去化缘呢化